Ms. Jessica Tan.
Sir, may I have your permission to answer questions 4 and 5 on today's order paper together, please?
Yes, please proceed.
Mr. Speaker, all individuals working in animal-related businesses, including pet groomers, are entrusted with the care of their clients' animals and are thus expected to uphold high standards of animal welfare. Hence, these individuals face higher maximum penalties under the Animals and Birds Act, ABA, for animal cruelty and welfare offences compared to other members of the public. Now, failure to meet minimum standards stipulated under the Code of Animal Welfare may be used as evidence for enforcement action. And upon conviction for an animal welfare offence, the court may also issue a disqualification order to an individual to disqualify them from owning an animal or running an animal-related business for up to 12 months. Now, NParks has investigated 54 cases of feedback alleging harm to pets caused by groomers over the past 3 years. We are reviewing the regulatory regime for pet sector activities, including pet grooming businesses, under our ongoing review of the ABA. We will consider whether to include requirements for CCTV recordings when we amend the legislation. We are also reviewing the appropriate penalties for animal welfare and cruelty offences, including those that apply to animal-related businesses.
Ms. Tan.
Thank you, MOS, for your reply and for your reassurances. I do have a few SQs for both my PQs. For my first PQ, I would like to ask is that are the current standards for supervision of pets during grooming sessions, particularly when they are secured in holding areas or cages, whether AVS would review the protocols for this to prevent prolonged unsupervised confinement that may result in distress or worse, injury or fatality? And the other SQ for this PQ is that what are the current processes and response time for handling complaints of suspected negligence in pet businesses, and how can AVS improve public reporting channels and investigation process to ensure timely follow-up? The whole point is really how to, first of all, report, and also how can pet owners be more aware of businesses that have had complaints and may not have followed protocols. But more importantly, are there going to be tighter protocols for when they are in confined areas or unsupervised? For my second PQ, I'd like to ask also, will, apart from penalties, because that's after the fact, and when one's pet is injured, or I think the distress I've had from my residents and many pet owners who have shared that it can be extremely distressing. And so rather than penalties, which are good deterrent, but really prevention. So will AVS consider introducing mandatory certification or competency requirements for pet groomers, and more importantly, skills training to ensure proper animal handling, not so much the grooming, but the animal handling and safety protocols, and more importantly, emergency response when the pets are injured? And will the Ministry also review the licensing conditioning for pet grooming businesses to incorporate minimum supervision requirements and emergency preparedness protocols? Thank you.
That's a lot more than two SQs. MOS Tan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Clearly very important topic. First of all, as I mentioned to the member, we are reviewing the Animal and Birds Act, and we are getting feedback from members as well as members of the public. We are reviewing under the review of the ABA the regulatory regime for pet sector activities, and this includes pet grooming businesses and the other areas in which the member have highlighted. With regards to the quote for animal welfare, which I mentioned earlier on, this is for specific to the pet industry. This Code of Animal Welfare specifies minimum standards and best practices for pet businesses and pet groomers. And all pet groomers are encouraged to comply with these sets of standards and best practices. And that includes not leaving animals unattended in rooms, so unsupervised, as the member had mentioned. But where there are breaches to this code, they can be used to support prosecution under the Animal and Birds Act. And where necessary, unnecessary pain or suffering has been found to be inflicted on the animal, that's Section 42 of the ABA, or failure of duty of care is found, Section 41 of the ABA, and parks then can take the appropriate action and enforcement action under ABA. So we are looking at all of these reviews under the review of the ABA. Currently, there are already levers for NParks to take action, and we will take all of the feedback into regard. As for if members of the public or the member herself comes across any reports, please feel free to contact AVS. I've gotten the number here. It's 1-800-476-1600, and AVS will be prompt and swift. Thank you.